Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana Stern.
Dana Stern brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with your dirt.
Well, Johnny Depp's libel suit that kicked off yesterday in England, and he took the stand right away. He's suing a British tabloid for saying he abused his ex-wife, Amber Heard. He says that nothing that he's ever done in his life has ever made him undertake violence against anyone. That's how he put it. He accused her of being the physical abuser in the relationship, and we'll see where it goes.
And he's got a little bit of proof with it, too, you know, with the audio and different things like that. And I think there's the words.
For at least one of the fights. That audio isn't very favorable to her.
And immediately took the stand, like, let's get this out. Let's get this done with. So,
I don't know if him going first is the thing that gets you over the hill.
You don't think?
No. I went first. That means I'm telling the truth. I don't know if it works like that.
I guess I'm a really bad lawyer.
Yeah. So she's there and she'll get her chance to say, you know, her side of things. Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Jude Law is going to play Captain Hook in Peter Pan and Wendy. That's going to be the latest Disney live action remake. And I can't wait to see it.
I can't picture Jude Law as Peter Pan.
He's not. He's going to play Captain Hook. That's what I just said.
Well, I just want to let you know that I can't picture him as Peter Pan.
because Peter Pan never grows old.
You won't have to, Jay. You won't have to.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
What else you got?
Okay. Billie Eilish was a serious Bieber fan when she was growing up. In a recent podcast, her mom told her, quote, I just want to say we did consider taking you to therapy because you were in such pain over Justin Bieber.
How many more podcasts do you think her mom's going to be in where she outs all her info?
Oh, come on. I mean, clearly she's a huge fan. Then she got to work with him.
Right.
In a remake of one of her songs.
I wonder if Justin knew that when they were working together.
I think they did.
You think he did?
Yeah.
All right.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
It's called The Daily Dilemma. We don't judge whatever your problem is. We just try and give you some good advice either way. So here's this guy's issue, what's going on today, and see if you think you can help him out too.
So I have a bit of a dilemma. I've been chatting with, I'd say, 5 girls through online dating since this whole quarantine started, and I don't want to walk away from any because I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, so I kind of slow casual text back and forth with all of them. Obviously, I know I can't keep this up forever, and I'll be seeing them probably personally, I'm sure, sometime very soon. But I struggle with letting any go in case it ends up not working out with, like, one or more girls, which is probably going to happen. So I find it easier just to keep them all somewhere on the radar. I know this sounds terrible, but I actually believe that other people do this. So I'm open to any feedback you guys have. Please do give feedback.
Anything that other people do is within bounds. That's the rule in life.
Right.
Other people, Johnny's doing it.
So it's okay. Jump off that bridge. Johnny did it.
Yeah. No comment there. No.
I mean, I'm sure other people do it. Is it right to have 5 people maybe thinking that they're hopeful for dating you?
Yes.
I see. I disagree.
Okay.
You're on a dating app.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like going to swipe on multiple people and probably match or whatever it is the site you're on with these people. I just think that in whatever it is you're saying, if you're leading anyone to believe that I'm only talking to you,
right,
then you're Captain Creepshow.
That's the thing, is don't lead 5 different people along thinking that as soon as everything's all done and everything's back to normal, we're going to be hot and heavy and we're going to be an item. because there's four other girls, obviously, out
who
there.
Who all probably watch The Bachelorette or Bachelor. No,
don't judge know us.
How it, well, like, know how it goes, that you're probably going to be, I mean, it's an app. Like, once you meet someone face-to-face, I think then you sort of make the call. Like, you get a feel for them. That you've vibe. Looked that person in the eye, and maybe you've gave them a good night kiss or something, and yeah, then it's probably not cool to be talking to seven different people or something.
Right.
But yeah, you're just chatting with different people. I think everybody's doing that. You don't know yet.
I don't know if
you like any of them. It may be a no for all of them.
I mean, yeah, I do this all the time. So.
We know.
Which guy is it this week? Well, no, I mean, it is. You have to get to know each other, so you can't just talk to one person. You don't get exactly who...
You're not dating yet.
Right. Yeah.
You just met
if you're dating, you're able to date more than one person at a time.
You can, but like for this guy, he hasn't dated any of these people. He's just chatting.
Like,
yeah,
he's only been out with like one person so far.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Talking to five different girls on a dating site. Is that wrong or is it okay to keep them all on the radar? Richard wants to weigh in. Richard, what do you think?
I think it's perfectly okay what he's doing. Right now he says he's just talking to them. It's when you change that level of intimacy. If you get physical, you move on, then yeah, you got to cut them off, cut one off, you know, communicate.
Cut one off, so keep four.
Yeah.
Well, okay, not cut one off, okay. What I meant to say was cut them off, you know, let them know. It's all about communication. If you get intimate with one, then of course, yeah, you need to let the others know or stop talking to them entirely.
Yeah.
Communicate and be honest with them.
100%.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Awesome. You too.
Mix 105.1.
Today's Daily Dilemma. He's keeping five girls on his radar from a dating app because he doesn't want to lose any of them until he officially gets to date them. Is that right or wrong? Laura, what do you think?
Hey, Jay. I think there's nothing wrong with that. However, I think the other girls should know, too. The other women should know that he's talking to other women, and they play by the same rules, basically. Not them think that each of them are special to him, and he's talking to five women. I always had a hard time with dating multiple people. I could never do it, though, because when I was hopeful for something, I was usually looking for something.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's
I couldn't
scary.
Either.
I don't. Yeah, I didn't feel right. I felt kind of. No, I just couldn't do that. But yeah. I just think if they all play by the same rules and they know that, you know, he knows that he's what he's doing, then hey, we're all adults. That's great.
Yeah, then they get to make the decision, you know, then it's up to them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
my assumption with dating apps. I would just assume that someone didn't just look at my profile and stop right there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They checked the mark and then who else do I like?
Right.
Okay. Laura, thanks for calling. Have a good morning.
True. Have a nice day.
Hey, good morning, Caitlin. What do you think?
I kind of agree. My sister dated 12 guys at one time, but told them all.
Whoa, a dozen.
Yeah, she was like, hi, yeah, I'm talking to all these people. I'm going on 2 dates with each of you. They all got her like flowers and stuff, but they all sucked, so she chose none of them.
Wow. Back to the drawing board after 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of fish out there, they say, so I guess until you find the right one. Okay, so what this guy's doing, you don't have a problem with it?
No, as long as he's honest, I think it's probably the best option.
All right. Well, I guess you keep your options open and available, and if they do ask you, or are we talking to anybody else, you have to be honest.
Of course.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
So, all right, there's your advice, my friend. Hope it helps.
And now, the Morning Mix presents...
Kids Smart!
Who's our kid today?
I am 9 years old in fourth grade from Davenport, and I like football and all sorts of sports.
That's Landon right there. It's Christine and Maitland going to be our player this morning for Kid Smarts. Hey, Christine, I asked Landon, our 9-year-old, what was Goofy's original name? Think he's going to know what that is?
Definitely.
What's the answer?
Ooh, no, it's hard. I have no idea.
I honestly didn't know either. It's Dippy Dog.
I didn't know either.
Yeah. No, I just learned something today.
Right.
Okay, what do pandas like to eat?
Yes.
Got that? What's the answer, Landon?
Ooh, I'm going to say bamboo.
That's right, bud. All right. Weezer, the band Weezer, had a cover of what popular 80s song by Toto?
Oh, I don't think so.
Not going to know
I'm
it?
I'm going to go no.
Landon?
I'm going to say Africa.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's impressive. Hey, for you, thanks for playing. Christine Maitland, you just got a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill for playing.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
All right. I don't care how cool you think your name is. It doesn't compete to this one because Usain Bolt just announced the birth of his daughter. And check this out. Her name is Olympia Lightning Bolt. Ta-da! This person now has the coolest name in the entire world. How cool are you, Olympia Bolt? You can call me Lightning for short. Come on.
I wonder if she's ever going to want to go by her middle name.
Yeah.
What if she's not very fast? Oh, I mean, what if she's not? Just because her father is doesn't mean she's going to be fast. Yeah. Like, come on, Lightning. Bring the lightning.
Or she just hates running or terrified of storms or something, you know?
Yes, that's it.
I mean, if you got a cooler name than that, I dare you. 407-919-1051.
No, I wish I had a super cool name.
How amazing.
I mean, on the Flintstones, that the movie star Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
I like... So very badly. Was it Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm like, Mom, why didn't you name me something like that?
We can change it right now. It's not too late for you to be Wednesday, Thursday.
I wanted my name to be a day of the week.
I mean, my first name is a letter in the alphabet. How boring am I, you know?
Very. How lazy if you can't spell out your whole name.
Is it just the initial or is it? No, it's J-E-I-G-H. It's a fancy spelling.
But, yeah. J, like nay.
I coached a kid in football with his dad, and he goes to school with Caleb, with my son.
Yeah.
His name, this kid, his name is Stone Boss. Is that not the coolest name ever?
That is a cool
name.
I like strong names.
I would just be like, I'm the boss. Right. All the time. Yeah, like, who are you? I'm the boss.
No. When I answered the phone, I just stoned. Nothing else.
Coolest name ever. I'm like, okay, Olympia Lightning Bolt first, Stone Boss of Lake Mary. You're in second place, my friend. So
Mary's waking up like, wait, we have a boss?
Yes, you do.
Stone Boss.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Day mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.